Don Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's great to talk with you, Dr. B. How are you?
Well, always in a good mood, particularly for the Michigan State basketball game. So, no, just generally in a very good mood, Tony, and always good talking to you, my friend.
Well, in speaking psychological this morning, we want to talk a little bit about Christopher Dorner. He's the former California cop who's on the run. As a matter of fact, there's $1 million price on his head as he has been involved in some very violent crimes and killed folks. He is a fugitive that is heavily armed. And it's been interesting as they uncover information about what may be the motive behind this behavior. He wants to hurt the families and kill the families of the police board that had him fired. In a manifesto that was found at his home, he said he talked about all the times that he was wrong in his life dating back to his early youth. So here's a guy who's got a lot of chips on his shoulder and wasn't able to find resolution with those times that didn't go well in his life.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, this is somebody who has a tremendous amount of anger. And like most people that find a rationale to kill someone, they have a grievance, or they think they have a grievance. The problem is this turns them into really murderers, turns them into homicidal murderers, turns them into psychopaths, sociopaths, because they really lose track of right or wrong. They see their grievance and their anger and their frustration as sufficient reason to go out and kill people, many of which are going to be innocent regardless of their involvement, because certainly the family of somebody who may have treated him unfairly, and I use the word may, are certainly innocent people that he is out killing. But he sees that his being hurt and his frustration is such that it justifies his going out and doing this to people that are loved by people he's mad at. So pretty dangerous, pretty horrible situation, because he's got a form of righteousness. He's a very trained person in terms of military, in terms of police work. He has a vengeance. He knows how to use these guns. And it'll be much better when he's off the streets, because he really is a very disturbed person.
Dr. Braccio, just from what you know, I know you haven't treated this individual, but for what you know, how would you diagnose him, and why have these behaviors manifested, and is this something people could see coming maybe from years ago and just missed it?
Well, the funny thing, not funny thing, but the people that knew him from the past, apparently, at least the few that I have heard, did not see this in him, did not see this potential for the shift that's taken place in him. So certainly people missed this before. He could have schizophrenia, meaning he's really lost contact, you know, with reality completely. This could happen. It could be a chemical imbalance. It could be just a societal type form of schizophrenia where the events in his life have so distorted how he's seeing things that he sees the justification for what he is doing right now. So I don't really know. See, the thing we don't know is exactly what happened in this problem that he had at work with the supervisor, where he says, I guess, the supervisor kicked somebody, and that's, I guess, what led eventually to his firing. I'm just picking up bits and pieces of information here. But they may have seen some concerns with the LAPD is why they let him go. But apparently when he was younger, people that went to school with him were around him didn't pick this up. So he either hid it very well, which of course a sociopath certainly could do, or it's something that has developed over the years and finally hit a crescendo point where he was just so enraged, so angry that he's out doing what he is doing now. And it certainly looks well planned. And people that really plan these things, they often do have a purpose. They're trying to make themselves known. They're trying to get even with something. So I think when we look at him, we may find has traits in common with other murderers that have a grievance and an anger, call them in wars, call them over religion, call them over societal, call them over family, call it what you will. But he certainly is a very angry man, and no one has picked up on this from what I can see, except maybe the LA Police Department, who may have treated him unfairly. I really don't know, but regardless, that's certainly no reason to have a rationale to go out and be killing people, particularly many innocent people.
You think he expects to die?
I do. I do. I would be surprised if he does not kill himself or be killed, unless he wants some platform that he can go out and present all his grievances or grievances that he feels justify what he has done. But he definitely seems to be on a very self-destructive path and could very well go out in a fiery way.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much for your time this morning, and go green.
Go green, and let's just hope that we win that, and let's also hope that this horrible tragedy on a far more, you know, obviously more important level nationwide and a personal level, that this person has stopped from murdering more people. So anyway, good talking to you, Tony.